It is a Thursday morning. Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, as one headline said this morning, Alan Preet will keep his seat. Preet Bharara, that is, the United States Attorney in Manhattan. He met with President-elect Donald Trump, and Trump indicated he could stay.
Let's hope he stays. We can remember from things like the Nixonian Saturday Night Massacre that attorney generals can be fired and that other prosecutors can be fired, so he can stay. But I hope he can stay a long time because Preet Bharara is a man of great integrity, great honesty, and has been a breath of fresh air for so long now that his continuance can only be good news.
From there to another name bandied about, this time for Veterans Affairs, how about Sarah Palin?
Oh, brother. Look, she came out early for Trump. She gambled. She won. It's too bad because one of the terrible things in this country is the way in which our veterans have been treated. So now he goes and he appoints somebody who has been not thought of as one of the great brains of this country. And she becomes, if he does it, the head of the Veterans Affairs Unit. Obviously, the person at the head doesn't do all the work, and that's all you can hope for. But the shameful way in which veterans have been treated in this country is not going to be helped by the terrible appointment of somebody who clearly isn't, really up to the job.
Another name, this time for Small Business Administration. It's the wrestling impresario from our region, Connecticut, Linda McMahon, former chief executive of WWE, that's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Well, she's run for office in Connecticut. The voters said no by a wide margin. She spent a ton of money doing it. I'm sure there's been an investment of a ton of money into the Trump campaign. And this is another name of a woman. I'm sure that they are thinking about how to balance women and men in the cabinet. But it is not a promising appointment because, once again, the voters in her state rejected her and rejected her overwhelmingly.
Well, Sarah Palin once said that she could see Russia from her window. Democrats are pushing President Obama to open the window on Russian election connection. The letter written by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, Alan, 7 senior Democrats asked the president to declassify and release, quote, additional information concerning the Russian government and the U.S. election.
Well, this is very scary. Clearly, our intelligence people know something. We've heard those leaks. But, if you're talking about a democracy and you're talking about keeping things open, then why not? Why wouldn't you do that, except that maybe we've been doing some of the same stuff in terms of our spying? And when you start to open those windows, everything comes out. I am sure that the president must have a good reason in his own mind for not having everything said that could be said. And yet, one would only suspect there are probably some reasons in his head that it hasn't been done yet.
Something else slightly scary. The CIA chief warned yesterday against tearing up the Iran deal, calling it, if it happened, a folly.
Well, the CIA chief is not going to be around forever. He is operating on a premise that this is an outgoing administration. He wants to do what is right to preserve it. I have been a big fan of having made this peace deal. So in 10 years, you may have to look at something else. But right now, it prevents nuclear proliferation. And you can be sure Obama sees this as a signature deal for his administration, and I'm sure the CIA chief has reasons for saying what he's saying.
Well, we started in New York with Preet Bharara. Let's go back to New York, Alan, and some news. Governor Andrew Cuomo pressuring state lawmakers now to come back this month, December, for a special session that includes a number of reform items to address recent corruption scandals. He says in exchange they could potentially be rewarded with a pay raise. What do you make of this?
David, there must be something going on that is extraordinarily difficult for the state legislature. He's basically offering to double their salaries, or to give them a lot more money, which I think is a disgrace. Speaker Hastie, late last night, put out a missile from the Democrats in the Assembly saying we are a coordinate branch of government and we do not get threatened, basically, and we don't think it's correct for us to accept this kind of a deal, if I'm reading his letter correctly. And so they're angry because really they are being called on this thing. There's an enormous raise at stake, but you're going to have to limit your outside income, like the United States Congress does, by the way, in return for the pay raise. Well, what does that prove to you or to me? It proves they're making so much on the outside that they'll forego the pay raise simply because they don't want to have that limitation, and it just speaks to how important it is to have it.